Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. And in memory of Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Levracha, we're Malachim Aleph. And today we're going to begin the third parak, which basically will talk to us a little bit about three small episodes. It can be broken down into three chunks. The first chunk we learn about Shlomo HaMelech's marriage to Bas Paro, and the second, Shlomo HaMelech's request with Hashem for wisdom, and in the third, the famous episode of the two women who came in front of Shlomo, each one arguing that what episode is known as the splitting of the baby. So Shlomo had successfully consolidated his melucha, and I wanted to go ahead and not only deal with internal issues, he wanted to have good foreign relations, and so he wanted to go ahead and establish his malchus over there. So he married Bas Paro, who would protect him from his foreign enemies, so to suggest the Malbim. But Bas Paro did do a giur. She converted to Judaism, and Shlomo married her after Shimi ben Gera was killed. And he arranged her to live in Ir David until he finished building the Beis HaMikdash, and then he would build his own house, and then finally he would build the wall around Yerushalayim. Only then did Shlomo HaMelech build Bas Paro a home, says Rashi, outside of Ir David. So when the Navi says that Bas Paro lived in Ir David, it's a disgrace to Shlomo. Ir David was a place of special kedusha, it held the Aron, and therefore Shlomo understood that, and therefore he didn't want Bas Paro to stay there. So he did this in the fourth year of his rule before he started building the Beis HaMikdash. And even though he served Hashem and followed David HaMelech, he was held liable for marrying her, because David had encouraged Shlomo to build the Beis HaMikdash right after he died, and Shlomo delayed it because he didn't want the people to lose their right of being able to have bamos in their backyard. And from the destruction of Mishkan Shiloh until the Beis HaMikdash, Jews were allowed to bring their karbanos in on bamos. So the big place there was the Bama Gedola in Givon, or the Mizbeach in Yerushalayim, that was in front of the Amon, of the Aron. So the Bama in Givon was the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. It was the copper Mizbeach built by Moshe. It had been in Shiloh until it was destroyed in the time of Eliyahu Kohen, and now it gets brought to Nov until Nov was destroyed during the Melucha of Shaul, and then it was brought to Givon. And on the Mizbeach, Shlomo brought 1,000 carbon olo. And so at that time, Shlomo tells the nation that it was inappropriate to bring karbanos on bamos, so they all went to Givon, and there things would come down onto the Mizbach HaNechoshes. So Shlomo HaMelech, after he brings his karbanos in Givon, Hashem appears to him in his dream and says, what can he give him? So Shlomo davens to Hashem, and he says he would... He said he'd like wisdom, not long life or wealth or his enemy's downfall. And so Hashem said, since that's what you did, I'm going to give you more wisdom than any person ever had or will have. And I'll give you that which you didn't request, which is Osher and Kavod. And Hashem reassures Shlomo that if he will follow his ways as did his father, he would have a long life. So when Shlomo wakes up from his dreams, he hears the birds chirping, the dogs barking, and he realizes, as says Rashi, that he now understands them, which is a pretty incredible experience. So he realized that Hashem gave him the request. Shlomo goes to Yerushalayim, and he gives thanks to Hashem. So standing before the Aron, he brings olos and shlamim, and he makes a feast for his servants. And when he comes to Yerushalayim from Givon, Hashem brought him a case that would show the fact that he had wisdom that was not to be matched, right? Two women come before Shlomo. Both of them were innkeepers. And one explains that both she and the other woman lived in one house, and they gave birth there to get there. Each one on that night. So at night, 3 days after the birth, only the two mothers and the babies were at home. One woman smothered her child to death, and she lay on it in her sleep. And so she came over and took my baby to stay with her and left the dead baby with me. So when I got up in the morning to nurse my child, he was dead. But when I looked at him, I saw he wasn't the son that I gave birth to. And then the other woman said, no, it was my child who was the one that was living. It was your child who died. So Shlomo said, look, each one says my child is alive, and the other one says, no, it's your child who's alive, mine is, it's your child who died, it's mine that's alive. So he said, within their words, the mother who first said that her child was the live one, the other began saying that the other was the one who died. And he told those sitting before them that one of them stole the live baby, and he would prove this with a test. So he orders that his sword be brought to him, and the live baby be split in half. And each mother would get one half of the baby, so Shlomo would see which mommy wanted the baby to live, and which one wanted it to die. And the one that was going to have mercy on the baby, that must be the one who is a mother. So the mother of the living son begged Shlomo, give the baby to the other woman, don't kill him. The one whose son had died said neither of them should get the full child, it should be divided. So Shlomo knew from the beginning that the second woman had no interest in nursing the other woman's son. When she heard it, she preferred it, and it would free her from caring for the child. And Shlomo knew right away, this is what she would prefer. That's the way Mitzudas David explains it. So the king says the baby wouldn't be killed. It would be given to its mother. The woman had cried out mercy. And a Baskol then came out at that moment in time, says Rashi, based on Gemara Makos, and said that the one that Shlomo had selected was indeed the mother. And so when the advisors in the room with Shlomo first heard the order to split the baby, they said, wow, this king is crazy. But when they saw the outcome, they saw that Shlomo had his chus, says the magician Koalas Rabba, of having Akash Baruch Hu on its side, and how wise he was, and how it was a zechus to have him as a king. So when Am Yisrael heard about this judgment of Shlomo, they were afraid to do something wrong even in private. They knew that Shlomo's wisdom would guarantee that it would be a proper judgment. Take a look at what happened with the women over here. So it's clear to everyone, Shlomo had merited Siyata Dishmaya, and the nation all of a sudden showed a respect to Shlomo, and they subjugated themselves to his malchus. And this is the way we close out this wonderful Parakimo. And Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the opportunities that come out in Parak Daled. Everyone have a fantastic day.